Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. Grateful you're here. This week, we've been talking about growing in grace. On Monday, we talked about justification, something you can't grow in. Oh, by the way, this comes from 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Grow in grace. So Monday, we talked about justification, something you can't grow in. Tuesday, we talked about sanctification, the thing you must grow in. Yesterday, we talked about all the calls for you to grow. You must grow, and we must want to grow. Today, I want to talk about how do I know if I am growing? So one mark of growing in grace, and this goes back to a week of Morning Motivations we did March 1st, if you want to scroll back through the podcast, and you can find it. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean, poor in spirit? So poor in spirit means to be spiritually bankrupt and realize that you are completely dependent on God. So one sign that you're growing in grace is you realize how poor in spirit you are. J.C. Ryle has been the focus of this week. He says, one mark of growth and grace is increased humility. The man whose soul is growing feels his own sinfulness and unworthiness more every year. I love this right here. He is ready to say with Job, I am vile. And with Abraham, I am dust and ashes. And with Jacob, I am not worthy of the least of all your mercies. And with David, I am a worm. And with Isaiah, I am a man of unclean lips. And with Peter, I am a sinful man, O Lord. The nearer he draws to God, and the more he sees to God's holiness and perfections, the more thoroughly he is sensible of his own countless imperfections. The further he journeys in the way to heaven, the more he understands what Paul meant when he said, I am less than least of all the saints. I am the chief of sinners. The riper he is for glory, the more, like a ripe corn, he hangs down his head. The brighter and clearer, I love that visual, the brighter and clearer is the light, the more he sees of his shortcomings and infirmities of his own heart. When first converted, he would tell you he saw but little of them compared to what he sees now. That was me. When I was first became a Christian, I didn't see too much of myself. I saw the big ones, but I didn't see the full depravity and full depth of it. Would anyone know whether he is growing in grace? Well, be sure that you look within for increased humility. Beautiful. So if you're growing more humble by the year, then that's a sign that you are growing in grace. Here's a second sign that you're growing in grace. The man whose soul is growing takes more interest in spiritual things every year. Now, he does not neglect his duty in the world, certainly not. He discharges faithfully, diligently, and conscientiously every relation of life, whether at home or abroad. But the things he loves best are spiritual things. That's why I still think it's okay to talk politics. to think about politics, to be involved in politics. But things we love best are the spiritual things. The ways and fashions and amusements and recreations of the world have a continually decreasing plate in his heart. He does not condemn them as downright sinful, nor say that those who have anything to do with them are going to hell. He only feels that they have a constantly diminishing hold on his own affections and gradually seem smaller and more trifling in his eyes. Spiritual companions, spiritual occupations, spiritual conversation appear of ever-increasing value to him. It's great. I think of this quite a bit, actually. I used to always watch SportsCenter every day. I couldn't imagine life without SportsCenter. And now, I don't know. I don't even know. I haven't seen it in 8 years. Now, SportsCenter is not sinful in and of itself. It's just not satisfying in any way anymore. So you know you're growing in grace if your affections are changing over time more towards eternal things. Not because they have to, but because you want to. And to go back to the first point, you realize how much of a sinner you are. Your affections change to more eternal things because over time you realize how badly you need it. So that's how you know if you're growing in grace. Let us examine ourselves. Final point on this beautiful topic of growing in grace. Slater, all right, how do I do it? How do I grow in grace? Talk about that tomorrow.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.